Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah, and just to give a little context of what we're discussing over here, we were trying to find out what makes, where we derive the halacha that a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So we had three possibilities, from the Arun and the Kapores, from the Kruvim above the Kapores, and the third possibility was, it's all a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. And in that context, we mentioned that Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin are all Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So in the last shiur, we discussed how Shiurin and Chatzitzin have elements that are certainly, well, we discussed why it is that those are halachos that are considered halach l'moshe m'sinai and are not d'oraisa. Now we finally move on to mechitzin, which is really the din of sukkah, of mechitzos ha-sukkah, being ten tefachim, so we're going to question the issue of mechitzin. So we're already on daf vav amud beis, and the Gemara is going to ask, mechitzin hadi amaron. The Gemara says the idea that mechitzas halach l'moshe m'sinai, that's what we were talking about before. What mechitzas halach l'moshe m'sinai? The mechitza of sukkah. The idea that a sukkah has to be ten tefachim. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. Remember we had two other possibilities of how we knew that a sukkah has to be ten tefachim. Only one possibility was that it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. The other two possibilities were we learn it from the Kruvim, or we learn it from the Aron and the Kaparos. Saha Nichol Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes a lot of sense that he's the one that says that it has to be Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Ali Rabbi Meir, Ma'ikel Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, who says that all the Amos in the Mishkan were six Tefach Amos, and therefore were able to actually learn from Psukim the din of a Mechitza being ten Tefachim. So what is being referred to when we say, when Rabbi Chiya Barashi says in the name of Rav, what does he mean when he says that Mechitzin are halachah l'moshe m'sinai? So says the Gemara, ki asai hilchasa legud v'lavud v'dofen akuma. There are three dinim in dine mechitza that are halachah l'moshe m'sinai. Meaning, you're right, the size of a sukkah, ten tefachim, that may not be halachah l'moshe m'sinai. That may in fact be a din d'oraisa. But the idea that you could say good asik mechitzasa or good achitz mechitzasa, which we've already discussed, the idea that if you have a partial wall, that we are allowed to view the wall as if it just continues straight up, even though the wall does not continue physically straight up. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Lavud, which we've discussed already, that if you have a gap of less than three tefachim, we view it as if it's closed in hilchas mechitza. And dofen akuma, which we've also discussed already, that if you have wall of a sukkah that's separated from the kosher schach of the sukkah by four amos of pasul schach, so less than four amos of pasul schach, we can view that wall as if it goes right up against the kosher schach of the sukkah, and it can be used as a wall of the sukkah. Those details are in fact halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Good, now we move on to that. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said, v'she'in la shalosh tefanos, that a sukkah that doesn't have three walls is pasul. So the Bryce is going to say, how big does that third wall have to be? Tan Rabbanan, Shtayim Kilchason, Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Tanakama says, you have to have two walls that are perpendicular to each other. The third wall could even be a single tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Kilchason, Revius Afilu Tefach. No, you need three walls that are all that form the sukkah, and then the fourth that are full walls, and then the fourth wall could be a tefach. What exactly is the machlokas? So we're going to see that it's we're going to discuss what exactly the machlokas is really all about. So b'maykum ifugi, what are they arguing about? Rabbanan Savri, yesh eim lemesores. Rabbi Shimon Savar, yesh eim lemikra. What they're arguing about is, in general, when there is a spelling that is different than the pronunciation in the Torah, which one do we pay more attention to, la halacha? The spelling or the pronunciation? Meaning, do we look at the word without the nikud or with the nikudos? So the Rabbanan hold Yeshem L'Mesores the way it is without the nikudos. Rabbi Shimon says Yeshem L'Mikra. No, you pay attention to the pronunciation. How does that play out? Rabbanan Savri Yeshem L'Mesores. There you pay attention to the way it's spelled. Basukos. Basukos are spelled without the extra vav. So, and then the third time it says Basukos with the extra vav. Sarei Kanarba. because the first two times, since it's spelled chaser, it refers to only one wall, and then the third time, when it's spelled male, it refers to two walls. So you have 1 + 1 + 2, that's how you get four walls. Dal chad legufei, but one of those basukos is needed just to teach the basic halacha that the Torah is trying to teach, pashalu tlasa. So you have three extra references to walls in the Torah. So from there we see shtayim kilchasan v'asayilchas avagaris l'shlishis v'ukma tefach, that the Torah refers to three walls. We know that there's a lech l'moshem Sinai, that one of the walls can be a tefach. So we say take one of those three walls and make it a tefach. That's what Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai does. The Torah itself refers to three walls. Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai takes that third wall and shrinks it to a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Savar Yeshem L'Mikra. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we don't pay attention in Halacha to how the Torah spells the words, but to how we pronounce the words. Pasukos, pasukos, pasukos. Each time it's pronounced as if it were a plural, and therefore three times it says the word as a plural, so 3 × 2, harei kan shesh. It's referring to, it's giving us allusions to 6 different possible walls. But dal chad kra legufei, one of these words, basukos, is needed just for the simple pshat of the pasuk. It's not teaching us any fancy drasha. And therefore that leaves us with 2 basukoses. So pashalu arba, 2 basukoses means that it alludes to the possibility of 4 walls. Shalosh kelchasen v'asayilch savagar salirviyas v'ukmasa atefach. What does that mean, the possibility of 4 walls? That you have 4 walls are alluded to in the Torah. We know that Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai takes that 4th wall and shrinks it to a tefach. Takes one of the walls and shrinks it to a tefach. That's one possibility of what the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon are arguing about. V'i b'yaseima d'kuli al m'yeshem l'mikra. Or it could be that everyone pays attention to the way it's pronounced, basukos. Here's the real machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbanon Mar Savar Schacha Bayikra, that you need one of the allusions to a mechitza in the sukkah to refer to the schach of the sukkah, because without a schach, it's not called a sukkah. That was Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Al Shem HaSchach Kruya Sukkah. So that, therefore, even though you have allusions to 4 walls in the pasuk, one of those walls is the schach. So that leaves only 3 walls, and the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai makes the third wall, shrinks the third wall to a tefach. Whereas Umar Sav, Rabbi Shimon learns that schach lo bayikra. You don't need a pasuk to teach about the schach. It's pashut that the schach, without the schach, you don't have a sukkah. No, you need these pesukim just to teach about the walls. So if you have allusions to 4 walls in the Torah, then the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai takes that 4th wall and shrinks it to a tefach. V'i b'yaseima, a third mahalich in understanding this machlokas, is d'kuli alma yeshayim l'mesoris, that everyone says you look at the way the word is spelled and not the way it's pronounced. V'achabak mefgiyin, here's the machlokas. Mar savar kiyasai hilchsa ligareya, umar savar kiyasai hilchsa lahosif. Everyone holds that the Torah alludes to 3 walls, based on the fact that yeshayim l'mesoris, that we look at the way the word is spelled, not the way it's pronounced. And everyone agrees that there's a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai that says, don't take that at face value. It's not 3 walls. It's not 3 full walls. Question is, what does the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai do? Does the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai take the one of the walls that are alluded to in the Torah and shrink it to a tefach? Or does it add an additional wall that's a tefach beyond what it says in the Torah? That's the machlokas. And now the Gemara says a 4th possibility of what the machlokas is really about. Maybe everyone agrees that the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, like the Rush says in the second paragraph of Baba Kama, has to always come to teach us a kula. So if it's always coming to be lenient, it has to be telling us that the third wall doesn't have to be as big as you think it has to be. It takes one of the existing walls and shrinks it. V'yeshayim l'mesoris. And we look at the way the word is spelled and not the way it's pronounced. The real machlokes over here is that do we look at the first time the Torah says it and say that that's just needed for the basic halacha and cannot be used for a drasha, or do we even darshan the first time the Torah says it? So Marasav are darshan tchilos. Rabbi Shimon holds we're allowed to darshan even the first time it appears. So it turns out that there are four drashos to learn about four walls, and the halacha l'moshe Misinai takes the fourth wall and shrinks it to a tefach. Whereas in Marasav, the Rabbanon hold ein darshan tchilos. You cannot darshan the first time the word appears, and therefore we only have allusions in the pasuk to three walls, and that third wall is taken by the halacha l'moshe Misinai and turned into a tefach. And then a fifth and final approach to the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon. Rav Masna Amar, that from the pasuk that it says about sukkah, it would sound more like the Chachamim, that you need three walls and the third wall could be just a tefach. Aye, what about Rabbi Shimon? Taimid Rabbi Shimon mehacha. Rabbi Shimon learns that you need four walls from the following pasuk. The sukkah tiel itzel yama mecharav ulamachsul mistar mizer matar. That the sukkah is supposed to protect those who are inside of the sukkah from wind, from rain. How good of a protection will it provide if it doesn't have four walls? So that's where Rabbi Shimon derives that the sukkah has to have four walls, but Halacha L'Moshe Misinai allows the fourth wall to be just a tefach. It's not going to do much protecting then. Yeah, but the basic idea that it has to have four walls is derived from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So I guess to summarize what we've learned until now, there are five approaches to understanding the Machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, whether you need two plus a tefach or three plus a tefach. Five approaches. Just to quickly run through what they were. Either they argue Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Musaris, or they all agree Yeshem the Mikra, but they argue whether you need a pasuk for Schach, or they all agree Yeshem the Musaris, but they argue whether the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai adds an extra tefach of a wall or shrinks an existing wall, or everyone agrees the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai shrinks an existing wall and Yeshem the Musaris, but they argue whether Dorshin Tchilos, or the fifth possibility is that really, from the Pesukim and from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it should only be two plus a tefach. But Rabbi Shimon holds, it needs to be able to protect you, it needs to be able to shield you from the elements, and it can only really do that if it has four walls. Okay, so let's see a little bit weiter. Yeah, let's go a little bit weiter. Says the Gemara, "Va'osu tefach hechad ma'amido." So that tefach, that extra tefach that you put on the third wall or the fourth wall, depending which sheet you hold, like, how do you arrange that tefach? Is it continuous with the other walls, touching the other walls? Amarav ma'amido keneged hayotze. You put it next to one of the other walls. I mean, if you have two walls that are kilchasa, and let's say running east and north, so you put that tefach of the third wall on the west, right next to the northern side of the sukkah, or on the south, right next to the eastern side of the sukkah. So Amri le Rav Kan le Ravasi le Rav. Why do you put that tefach straight, the Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tur? Why don't you put it at a little bit of an angle? And that way it will sort of enclose the sukkah a little more. Shasak Rav. Rav didn't have any response to that. Maybe Enachinami. Maybe he didn't answer the questions. Machlokes Rishonim, whether he didn't answer because he agreed, or he didn't answer for some other reason. But the Pasha Pshat is probably that he didn't answer because he agreed. You're right. If you're going to have that little tefach, there's no sense in keeping it straight. You might as well angle it a little bit in order to close it in a little bit better. It marnami yomer shmuel mishmei delevi ma'amido keneged hayotzei v'chein morin bebe medrasha ma'amido keneged hayotzei. That we put that tefach keneged hayotzei, like we said before, right next to one of the existing walls. So good. So that is the machlokas, the basic machlokas of how many walls you need. And we just discussed how exactly to position that last wall. That's exactly one tefach. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up over here on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph at Rabbi Simon, where we've been discussing the tefach wall. So we're going to quote those who disagree and think that that last wall has to be more than a tefach. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Should we do it now? Yeah, we'll get to that next time. We'll get to that next time, Bezra Sasha.